Well, our next guest, the son of immigrants who came to Michigan with little more than grit and hope. His dad was a carpenter. His mom was a domestic maid. They taught he and his brothers they could do anything in America. He served as a U.S. Marine Corps infantry rifleman before putting himself through the University of Michigan undergrad and law school, spending 21 years prosecuting dangerous criminals and murderers. In 2002, he became Michigan's first Republican Attorney General in 50 years, winning a razor-thin race and then winning again in a tough year when Republicans lost at the top of the ticket. As Attorney General, he slashed bureaucratic waste, fought government overreach, and secured justice for victims, even with a 20% to fewer staff member count. He did a great job. In fact, it seems he's done a great job at everything he's done. He is Mike Cox, the founder of Mike Cox Law Firm, former Michigan Attorney General, now running for governor of the great state of Michigan as a Republican. Michael, it's always a pleasure, sir.
Paul W., appreciate the opportunity to talk to you in focus today.
Well, it's our honor to have you here. It's been a long time. How are things going in the race?
It's going well. As you know, Perry Johnson and John James are getting into it, and I'm in third place. I'm sitting back, and I'm out 7 days a week, and I'm the train that could, right? So I've spent the least amount of money, and when the time comes when voters are paying more attention, I'm going to have a blitz. It'll put me over the top. Paul, I've been through this before, right? I've been in first place, second place, third place in a primary, and I'm in the right place right now.
Well, it's interesting because I think the latest story out there, and it always depends on who's doing the poll, and the final poll is the actual vote that matters. But John James apparently with a lead, Perry Johnson spending a tremendous amount of money and coming on strong. And as you put it, Mike Cox, you're in third place. But you are a gamer, and you've come from behind oftentimes, and I don't think anyone's ever been disappointed with the job you do, whatever job you're going after.
The Thursday before my first election, I ran against a guy by the name of Gary Peters, and I was down 8 points 4 days out against a Democrat no Republican has ever been able to beat, except for me. So, yeah, I feel very, very good. Paul, and your listeners probably don't, but I raised the most money last year. I brought more money into this year than Benson, James, Duggan. I think Perry might have a little more money than I do, but, I'll spend the money when the time is right. And when I start talking about the things I did as AG, I was a guy who took driver's license away from illegal aliens. I'm the guy who fought the utilities and saved over $3 billion. I was the guy who stood up to Blue Cross for seniors. I was the guy who fought against affirmative action, DEI, and helped get a constitutional amendment put in our Constitution so that folks from Monroe to Menominee could know that merit mattered more than other factors. And, when I remind people of that, and then I also tell them about, hey, out in the private sector, I built my own business. I'm the guy who took down, the cover up at University of Michigan over their sexual predator, Dr. Anderson. And I'm also the guy who stood up for little folks during COVID and represented Unlock Michigan to go after the governor's illegal use of emergency powers, and we won. So, I'm a patient guy. My dad always told me, son, it's all about how you find the handle on the rock. Sometimes it takes you a little bit longer than you want, but you'll find it if you keep working. And I have the handle, and I'm ready to swing the rock in another month or so.
You bring quite a family of note. I'm not just talking about being a proud parents of four children and grandparents for two. But if I'm not mistaken, you met lovely Laura when she was working undercover on a cross-border money laundering and drug case when the two of you got together. That's pretty fascinating.
Hey, Paul, you have a great memory. Yeah, Laura and I met, and she wouldn't give me her real name. Even though she knew I was a prosecutor at the time, she still wouldn't give me her real name. But Yeah, they were doing a money laundering intervention. She worked for what's now called ICE. It was called Customs then. She had a fake car, fake apartment, fake name, the whole thing. But she was still cute as hell. She couldn't hide that from me, so I asked her out.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. So, I mean, you bring to the table a family that's ready and understands just what you would be facing as governor of the great state of Michigan.
I do. My wife's been through a few brawls herself. I've been through a few. You know, there's some stereotypes, as you know, because you have a little proud Irish in you. Some stereotypes are sort of true, and fighting Irish is what I am. Think about this, Paul. We are on April 28th. There are over 3 months to go. And do you remember there was going to be a President Jeb Bush, and then there was going to be a President Ted Cruz? And who do we end up with? President Donald Trump. There was going to be a President Ben Carson, a President Rick Perry, President Rudy Giuliani, but we ended up with President Donald Trump. So I'm out hitting it every single day, raising more money, most importantly, meeting more people. And, you know, my parents didn't raise me to be a politician. They raised me to be a guy who would treat his fellow man and woman fairly. But having working class roots, having a brother-in-law still builds trucks, still in the UAW, keeps me grounded. And I'm waiting for that poll that comes the first Tuesday in August.
Mike Cox, founder of Mike Cox Law Firm, former Michigan Attorney General, now running for governor as a Republican. Quick gut reaction to the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Anything you want to add or say?
We have to support the Department of Homeland Security, the Secret Service. They stopped the guy, but let's not let any more, practice runs happen, and let's protect the president and everyone in the federal government, and that means let's fund the Department of Homeland Security.
Amen. A website where people can learn more about you and follow you in your travels, Mike?
So you go to Mike Cox 2026, really easy, MikeCox2026.com, and you can follow me on X at Mike_Cox.
MikeCox2026.com. And probably on a variety of other social media platforms. We wish you good luck, Michael.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's great to talk to you again, bro.
Uh-huh. Mike Cox, he's always been a good guy. He's now running for governor as a Republican, and we wish him good luck and wish him well. As we continue in focus on WJR at 128.